scripture for you, and we're going to come back to this for a minute because it's a little bit of a different service tonight. I used this last week, the week before. We've been really in Hebrews a lot, and Hebrews is probably one of the most difficult Bibles, most difficult books in the New Testament to read and understand because it deals with a lot of Old Testament rituals and law and pieces of that sort. But also Revelations but Hebrews can be kind of difficult at times. But let me read it. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It might have been last week, but I know we did it. In Hebrews chapter 6, it says, although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the basic principles of God's revelation again. This was last week. You need milk, not solid food. Now, everyone who lives on milk is inexperienced with the message about righteousness because he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose senses have been trained and distinguished between good and evil. There's a place that we're supposed to grow up in our walk with Jesus. Now, I wasn't sure what to expect. I figured some of you that spoke up would be the ones that would speak up, and sometimes others will, and it's good. But I want to tell you one thing. I know this. Not everybody is going to be on the same level. Do we understand that? And everybody's not going to be on the same level. Not everybody's going to be, because all the things that you said personally, a lot of those were different. Some of you was about prayer. Others was about reading the Word. Others were, you kind of got onto yourselves a little bit because you, basically what you were saying is this, I'm growing, but not, I'm upset because I didn't grow as much as I should have. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But I want to ask you, Are we ready to go to the next level? Now, before you say yes, the next level is, it's going to get a little harder each time. So the first level was really working on ourselves, not asking God to bring anybody in, really, and work on ourselves and focus on our spiritual growth. The next phase of that is to continue to work on your spiritual growth because that never ends. Okay? We need to continue to grow in our walk with Jesus. But now, It's about prepping your heart, about getting yourself ready to encounter, as some of you are saying, about eating in public, not being afraid. This is where now you're going out and you're going to experience what it means to be a Christian in public. This is our next step. So that means we will down the road here soon learn how to share the gospel very easily. Learn how to say, hey, how you doing? And learn how to say, hey, and you chat just for a second, say, hey, can I pray for you? Because you heard something. And if they say, no, don't pray for me now, but say, will you give me the permission that I can pray for you on my own time? Because you're taking that responsibility. You're taking spiritual responsibility for other people. That is the areas that we need to grow into, right? Church today is a lot about coming in, as we talked this morning, coming in, getting what I want out of it. We're preaching and teaching everything else but Jesus, right? We found out this morning that we need our priest to stand in front of us, and that only priest that can deal with the issues that we have and deal with them correctly is Jesus Christ. But we have to stand also in the gap in this world because Jesus says, now you are the light, and we are to share the light. So to step into the next frame, the next step is to continue to take that personal responsibility for your personal spiritual growth. One. Number two, we're going to start learning how to act and be the Christian in a public way. We're taking baby steps. Okay? Which means that deals with, got to know how to share the gospel when it comes up. You know, and I'm not jumping on anybody yet, but Phil, I miss you telling me how many people you were sharing the gospel. And I miss you telling me all the way back from State Street, hold on, I got a prayer request. Hold on, I got another prayer request for this person. I got a prayer, you know what I'm saying? And somehow, I'm not picking on you guys because I like to hear what you guys say. I'm not hearing that. And I need to hear that because that encourages me as a pastor that we're going, the ship is moving in the right direction. So we're going to get back to some of that tonight. Amen? So here's my challenge. Do y'all want to go forward or not? Or do we need to skip step two and go back to step one and focus on it only? Are we ready to go to step two? Just lift your hand up, acknowledge it. Step two. Okay. Sometimes you don't need a majority, you just need a few to go forward. Okay? And I'll keep pressing in on, because there's several people that could be here tonight, but they chose something different. Okay? Phil, you're right. I knew who was going to be here tonight. I knew pretty much who was going to be here tonight. So If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Kings. We're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 6 tonight. I want to help you tonight because I heard something. This was not what I was going to preach on tonight, so I am going to trust the Holy Spirit to help me through this tonight. Because I heard some of you say, in some way or another, I'm not where I need to be spiritually. I want to be there, but basically you were saying you're struggling with that a little bit. And you know, you can grow when you're struggling a little bit. Don't think that you can't grow. When you're struggling, that you have the desire. You remember when Jesus was praying with them, everybody, all the guys fell asleep. He says, hey, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes the spirit is strong, right? We always talk about how strong the flesh is. The flesh. And we're not leaning on the Lord. There are times when the spirit is strong, but in the flesh we're weak, right? So, and basically what was happening is nobody could keep their eyes open. And they all fell asleep on Jesus when we were praying. And even with Paul, when he was teaching them up on the rooftop, and that guy fell off a second story roof, and they had to go down and lay hands on him and bring him back to life. His spirit was willing to listen to the word, but his body was like, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. And so there's a part there sometimes. So maybe tonight that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak because you... For your flesh is strong, but the spirit is weak. I don't know. Something is not tweaking, and we're going to try to work on that tonight. So for you guys tonight, this message is for you that are struggling in your walk with the Lord. We're going to work on this tonight because it's not far away. You know, you say, it's not far away. It's not far away where you drop that. It's not far away. We're going to look in chapter 6 of 2 Kings. Verse 1, the sons of the prophets said to Elijah, please notice that the place where we live under your supervision is too small for us. So the building where they were living, their home, was too small. So please let us go to the Jordan where we can each get a log and can build ourselves a place to live there. So they want to build. They want to take care of some things and make their home a little better. There's nothing wrong with that. And he said, go. So Elijah said, go, he said. Then one said, please come with your servants. He said, I'll come. He answered. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out, oh, my master, it was borrowed. Then the man of God asked, where did it fall? So he borrowed something that was not his. And so when we are, you know, today, a lot of times people will borrow things and never give them back. You know that? Yeah. I borrowed something from my father-in-law, and he called me out on it on our wedding day. We were all there. And the preacher said, is there anyone that has anything to say? And he stood up, and he said two things. One, he said, my front lawn is not mowed because Carla mowed the grass. And number two, he says, my fishing pole has not been returned. He remembered I borrowed his fishing pole, but honestly, I could not remember that. People remember what you borrow, and you are responsible for what you borrow. And I hope that doesn't happen to you guys that are getting married. That's kind of, when somebody does that, it's just, you're already nervous, and they throw that up there, and you're like, what? And then it just messed us all up, and then Carla puts the ring on the wrong finger, and we ended up getting married anyway. So we come to this place where he borrows his axe head, and he ends up using it, and it flies out into the water. And so we look at this axe head. What does it do? This axe head is a tool. It is the tool that is their main tool. What they're doing is cutting trees down. And then the man of God asked, where did it fall? And when he showed him the place, the man of God cut a stick, threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Then he said, pick it up. So he reached out and he took it. So here's what happens. This is really, I'm going to make this a short message tonight because we're going to come back to something else. He loses the piece that he borrowed. It was given to him and blown to him by someone else. And when we become a Christian, we have this hunger and drive that we're serving the Lord. I'm not saying tonight, I'm not making any accusation that you can lose the Holy Spirit. I am not saying that at all. But you can lose your hunger for the works of the Lord. You can lose your spiritual drive for the Lord. And so he loses this axe head and it goes out into the water. Here is the thing. He wants to get the axe head back, but it's in the water and he can't get it. He had it and he lost it. He lost his hunger. It's just like us losing our hunger for the Lord, losing our drive to read the Word, losing our hunger to talk to the Lord, losing that time that we've given up so much with speaking to the Lord and those other things that we're involved with the Lord. And we lose that and it goes out there. You just can't go and pick it up. You just can't walk out where you think you dropped it and pick it up. You can't do that. Because you can't do that until you get right with God. God is the only one. The Holy Spirit will show you what to do. He will tell you what to do. When you lose that hunger, it isn't just you trying to do, I'm going to go to church and I'll fix it when I get to church. I'm going to pick up a scripture and I'm going to fix it. You can't fix it without God. You cannot fix it without Jesus. And you can't fix it without hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so he goes to the one that can do it. He goes to the one and he goes to the prophet. And the prophet knows, God knows where we lost it. He said, where did you lose it? Over here. We have to go back sometimes and we got to be humbled with some humility and get back on our knees, get back to that place where we dropped it. There's going to be something. He's going to come back. He's going to visualize. That's how it all happened. I took it and it just wasn't paying attention and it flung out of my hands. This is what happens with our spiritual hunger sometimes. And so some of us are like that and we're saying, Lord, I lost my groove. I lost my fire. I can't get it back. I lost my hunger. And you can't get it back doing any other way except going to the one that can give it back to you. He's the one that gave it to you in the beginning. You didn't do it on your own. You followed the Holy Spirit. You were obedient to those things. And God put a fire in you to get you going. You didn't quench the Holy Spirit. And so with that, but time came along and you begin to lose that hunger. And you begin to quench that Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden you realize, where's it at? What's going on? And so we need to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I've lost this. I dropped my hunger for you. And you got to get it back. And the only way to get it back is, number one, you got to realize that you lost it. Number two, you got to know where to go. You got to go to the Holy Spirit. You got to go to Jesus. And he's going to take you on a walk and he's going to say, where did you drop it? Now, he knows where he dropped it. He knows where you dropped it. It's a conversation because God's going to want you to start talking. He's going to want you to start to, it was borrowed. He's beginning to confess. It was borrowed. It's not mine. What am I going to do? I lost it over here. And he goes and he does it and he gets to the place and he says, when he showed him the place, you see, God, you got to get right with God. You're going to be at a place. It's going to be you and him at a place. Nothing's going to happen in the first part of that moment. It's just you and him at a place. And he's going to show you where you lost it. You know when you have conviction of sin? The Holy Spirit convicts you of your sin. And he reveals that to you. He's showing you. There's a place and he's showing you. This is where when we lose our fire for the Lord, he shows us, and there is a place. He says, when he had showed him the place, the man of God cut a stick, and he threw it there, and he made the iron float. He's going to do what nobody else can do. An iron axe head does not float. Okay? You can't go out and just say, I'm going to do this, and I'll get right with God when I want to get right with God. It doesn't work that way. And so God's got to do a miraculous piece in your life once again. And restore that joy that you once had. Because if you are not right with the Lord and your life is not where it needs to be, you do not have a joy. I heard y'all preached on that this morning. A joy in the Lord. So it says, when he showed him the place, the man of God cut a stick and he threw it there and he made the iron float. And then he said, pick it up. So there's a part where we confess it, where we go to God, but there's also a part where we got to pick it up. And that's all of conversation. That's a relationship that we have with God. There's time being spent together. And then he reached out and then he took it. So there's a part where we got to reach out and we got to grab those opportunities that God gives to us to restore that joy, to restore the joy of our salvation, to restore the joy, to restore that fire. that we want. So if you had a fire to doing something for the Lord or how you lived out here and you don't have it anymore, there's only one way to get it right and get it back. You can't just say, I'm going to get on fire from the Lord. Does that work for anybody? It doesn't work for anybody, but we sit back going, Lord, I want to be on fire. I want to be on fire for the Lord. You've ever done that? But then it fades 5 minutes later. We got to get serious about the seriousness of it. Oh, my goodness. Lord, I can't believe I've blown 6 months or 12 months and I've not really put you into anything. I'm living off old testimonies. Testimonies are good, but if they're old, they're still good. But you got to have new, fresh testimonies. And you got to go to the Lord and you got to get it with Him. You just can't say, I want it back. You got to go to the Lord and you got to work it out with Him. And He's going to wrestle with some things with you because He wants you to know where you lost it and how you're going to get it back. Okay? We got to confess it because we know where we dropped it. We know where we lost that fire. We know where we lost that moment. I'm going to share with you a letter that we received. I don't think I'm going to read it all, but it's a pretty long letter. Y'all ever received a letter like this? It's got red in the corner. It means it comes from the prison or it comes from county. Okay? Okay, so it says, Jimmy and extended family of New Life, hello, how are things been for you? How are you? And how goes the mission work? It has indeed been a quite some time here, and I do truly apologize for the inconvenience on my behalf. I miss you all so very much, and I've got to read this right, and worry that we may not be able to reconcile our relationship. I want nothing more than not only to be a part of New Life once again, but for New Life to be a part of my life. You had the biggest impact on my life. You showed me kindness, hospitality, unity, love, family, what it means to be a son of God, and how to apply myself properly in the world. Through you, I met our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior. Became better. I became holy and righteous. I had inspiration. I had joy. I had comfort. You opened my very eyes, and I take great displeasure in saying, I let you down. I took what we had and ruined it, took it for granted. So very wrong of me to do that. I let the world lead me from the green pastures and still waters to ashes of what once was, to sand and dirt. Most importantly, away from you is my biggest regret. There is an upside here that bears good news. I no only have seen the error of my ways, but have been reestablished my faith in my place. I have been wiped clean as one can be, with one regard and only one desire, to continue my walk with God and continue to walk in His image. Also that you are willing to forgive me of my past and embrace me as you had before I lost my way. I know what you're thinking. Only God can do such a thing to grant forgiveness. So I ask that you seek an answer and pray. If it is to be, then it shall. I pray I can come home. That's when the time comes and I am ready, and be greeted with open arms and big smiles. I pray for your strength when we are weak, wisdom when we have doubt and are just not able to determine what to do or where we go next. As we already know, with that being said, I like to say that I am currently working towards many ways to better myself every day. I have taken great many things into consideration, given them a lot of thought. My conclusion is this: my way just wasn't working, as Jimmy always says. Secondly, as Bob always says, just give it to God, which I have fully and wholeheartedly. I send bundles of my love enclosed in each word written. I send prayers that Jesus continues to better our lives, that God keeps us strong in faith, for we need this so we may utilize and overcome temptation and evil, full of joy, so we may pass our testimony on to others and spread the gospel. Let us continue to grow as God's devoted children. I'll rejoice that Jesus will never abandon us and that we have breath for life, shelter for protection, clothing for and garments for warmth, food for fuel, peace for our minds, also that we may have each other. Let us be humble. Let His grace continue to fall upon us. I love you all unconditionally and with absolutely everything in me. I hope and pray that you are all doing well and continue to do so. Continue to make progress. And again, I miss you all so very much. Please take care of yourselves. May God be with you. God bless. Love, Joe. So, not a long letter. But I heard when you're in prison, jail, you got a lot of time. So, Joe reminds me, and this is not a planned service this way, but he reminds me of one that has lost the axe head. And he found that he could not get it on his own, but that he had to go to the Lord, and the Lord had showed him the errors of his ways, and now he seeks forgiveness on how he treated this church and how he treated us, because we know some of the things that he has done. So we have a responsibility to take that and to love on him the best that we can. If you want to write him, I have the address here. You just have to make sure that you write it on lined paper, okay? You can talk to Carla, she knows how it all works. So, you just can't write on a piece of paper. You got to do it a certain way. But I have the address. Well, what I'm trying to get to you tonight is people are always dropping the axe head all over the place. We get busy working, we're not paying attention, and then there it goes. And we want to go retrieve it, and you cannot retrieve it unless you put God in it. Amen? So this community once was known to be a community of followers of Jesus Christ. It has dropped the axe head, and yet it's trying to do everything else it can, even ministries, and trying to make that the piece that draws the community back. No, that is a helping piece. That is part of certain churches' vision. To totally pick up the spiritual part means that we as a community, we as a church, and not everybody is going to be on it, but we need to look in the mirror first, and we need to make sure that we ourselves are right before God. There's only one way to get right before God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Asking Him for forgiveness of sin, working through the process and the progress that you had. Listen, if you didn't like the letter, look in the mirror because you ain't that clean either. Okay? This just happened to me. I would not have read it, but He addressed it to me, but not just to me, but to you as well. So I read it to you. And we receive several letters on a regular basis. People dropping the axe head all over the place. Trying to find all kinds of ways to pick it up. There's only one way, and we've seen that tonight. You must go to the prophet, which means, in this story, we go to Jesus Christ. We go to the Holy Spirit, and He shows us and tells us how to pick it back up. But we can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus Christ, and the love of God. That's the only way we can. And if you've lost your fire, there's only one way to get it back. You've got to go to Him. He'll instruct you on how to get it back, but there's going to be a moment. It's a panic, a little bit of panic, spiritual panic. Have anybody here been in spiritual panic before? It's not a great feeling. We all want to have the joy of the... We want to have joy, and there's a part of joy, but we got to deal with that piece that we panic about. So my heart goes out to individuals who struggle like this. It doesn't mean I let them walk all over me or all over us, but it does mean that we are to extend a loving, forgiving hand, that we are to extend that. Now, if they continue to cut it off, that's them. And sometimes we have to step away. But we need to be different than the world. The world would say, chastise them and put them off and say, prove yourself, all those kind of things. And there's a part of that can't be true. But you cannot do that without mercy and love. This is why the Holy Spirit give us spiritual gifts of those who have mercy, that we might have mercy on those who need mercy. Because if we're not watching it, and maybe ourselves one day, that we might need mercy. And we might need mercy from the church, or mercy from the Lord. So he says this. He says, the man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, the man of God cut a stick, and he threw it there, and he made the iron float. Then he said, pick it up. So he reached out, and he took it. Basically, he was rejoiced, and he went back to work. Building the house that these gentlemen wanted to make. Tonight, we've talked about growing up in Jesus in our six-month challenge. Tonight, we've talked about giving you the opportunity to share how you've grown in your walk with the Lord. Listen, if you want to grow, you've got to take another step forward. And you've got to take another step forward. And it's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's easier just to not show up and just do your thing on Sunday morning and be done with it. That's the easy part. But that's not what God wants. That's not what God wants. God's looking for those who will follow in His way and be faithful in all things. So let's go ahead and stand. We're going to give you an opportunity tonight. That if you feel like you've dropped that axe head, you know what you can do? You can come down and you can talk to the Lord about that on how you're going to get to pick it back up. Now, you may get to pick it up tonight, but God may just say, we're going to talk about it in the car. We're going to talk about it tonight at home. Or we're going to talk about it in the morning when we spend time. But again, you will have a peace, and maybe God will have moments there where you're going to wrestle at 3 o'clock in the morning. I've wrestled with the Holy Spirit early in the middle of the night. That's tough. That's tough times. But I want to tell you tonight, everybody else is watching TV tonight. They're at the park, they're doing their thing, they're going to the movies, but not you tonight. You got another 10, just a few more minutes. One of the most important things that are happening in this community is right here in this building tonight. For those of us that have dropped that axe head, God's given us an opportunity to come to Him. That we can walk with Him and He can show us where we dropped it, and He'll give us the strength and He'll do His work and we can pick it back up.